This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, December 10th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm H. McRaheda.
With us on the phone, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. How are you, Becca?
I think I feel safe for not being there.
Why? Because it's the first day of our winter fundraiser?
Because there's three of you together, and that's sometimes terrifying.
We can't cause trouble.
Yes.
As we talked about, gosh, that was last week already, at the live show at the Fayetteville Public Library, I will harp on this constantly through the rest of the winter. Today's an Eagle Watch tour. This is a great opportunity to go out on a boat on Beaver Lake. You may not see eagles, but you might see herons and kingfishers and deer and hawks, and it's just fun. It's hosted by Hobbs State Park, 3 o'clock on various days throughout the winter. Tickets are $5 for kids and $10 for adults, and you do need reservations at 789-5000. If it is blistering cold, you will end up looking like the little boy in Christmas Story.
If it is blistering cold, I mean, because some of the temperatures this week are supposed to be very cold, should you call ahead just to make sure it's still happening?
Well, you should call for reservations anyway, but
right.
Yes, because the first time I tried to go, it was so cold their boat wouldn't start.
Oh, wow.
So
they were
plan ahead. This afternoon, somebody you might know is performing at the Fayetteville Public Library.
Who's that?
Or rather, tomorrow afternoon.
Who is that?
Beth Stockdale.
Oh, yes, we know Beth.
Who is playing the harp at 4 p.m. as part of their traditional ringing in the holidays with strings.
Oh.
And if you're in the Bella Vista area and you can get to the library, tomorrow night is their sci-fi book club talking about The Stainless Steel Rat by Harry Harrison. That starts at 6 p.m. and the world needs more people to talk about sci-fi.
Okay. Thank you, Becca.
Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
KUAF is here for your community. And in this season of giving, we hope you can help out as well. KUAF's Giving Tree will benefit the Outback program from Fayetteville Public Schools during the holidays. The Outback program is looking for non-perishable food items and gently used donations of children's clothing, shoes, and coats. Simply bring your donation to KUAF at 9 South School in Fayetteville and place it under our tree. Thanks and happy holidays.
And that conversation with Becca was recorded earlier. Of course, this is the evening encore edition. We should point out that the event at the library
with Beth Stockdale harpist,
which was supposed to happen tomorrow, canceled, though Beth will still have her harp there Saturday morning at 11.
Right.
But no event tomorrow.
Right.
Okay.